I was talking to a friend of mine last night in Taiwan, one of my best friends, called me out of the blue, and we started talking about something, and talking about grooves. And so I titled this message, Get Your Groove On. What do you think that means? Maybe you think about dancing, right? Let's get your groove on, right? Well, when I was a kid, we'd go to the hunting lease and where our hunting place was, and when it would rain, and they would drive the four-wheel drive trucks up to the hunting lease, you know, the ruts would be this deep. The mud would be up to the body of the car, the trucks, right? Barely able to make it because it was so muddy. Well, our trucks, as we go in, would make these deep grooves. And you know what? I think life's like that with you and me. We get deep grooves in our mind. We get in patterns of life. We keep doing the same thing over, but it's not working. And that's like a groove. And I want to get your groove on. I want you to get you out of that groove, out of that rut, and get you into a different rut, a different mindset, a different trail, a different path. You know, there was a story of a pastor. A pastor, when he goes to apply for a job, they usually ask him to preach. And they invited this pastor because they needed a pastor. And he came in and preached, and they liked him pretty good. So they invited him back next week to preach again. We think, hey, we might hire him. He's pretty good. So let's invite him back one more time. But he preached the same message. And they said, why'd you preach the same message? He says, until you obey the first one, I'm not going to give you a second one. I feel like sometimes that's the way it is with what I'm telling you. I tell you almost the same thing all the time in a different way. Today it's get out of the rut or the groove onto a new groove. And it takes change. And the first bit of that change is you got to heal from what hurts you. And if you don't heal from what hurt you, you're going to bleed on those who didn't cut you, or you're going to bleed internally, so to speak. And what that means is you're going to take out your pain on other people, your staff, those people around you, right? And you're here for a purpose. And one of the purposes is that you need to heal before you go, or you'll keep coming back to places like this. And so it's real simple. You need to heal from what hurt you, and the Bible has answers for that. He tells us how to do that. In Ephesians 4:32, it says, instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. One of the reasons that you can't move forward past your pain is because the pain is present. And Jesus said, if I've forgiven you, you forgive those that hurt you, then it puts it in the past, you see. And some of it, it's right now, it's hurting right now, right? And you can't forgive like that. It takes a process. Sometimes people can forgive easily. Sometimes it takes a process. But it takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of coming to God and asking, help me to forgive. And when I say forgive a person, that doesn't mean you have to see them again. That doesn't mean they shouldn't go to jail for what they did. It means because Jesus told you, because I forgave you, you need to forgive others. That's what it's about. And what it's about is it puts the pain in the past so you can start moving forward and making new memories in the will of God. Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is in the Lord's Prayer. It teaches us how to pray. One of the things we should pray is, Lord, help me to forgive. It might be somebody that hurt you today. It might be somebody who hurt you traumatically and why you're here. And Lord, help me to forgive them. And you keep coming daily to ask God to help me forgive them. Not for their sake, for your sake. And because Jesus said, because I forgave you, you need to forgive others. And if you'll do that, it starts a healing in your life. So the first step to getting better, to getting in a new groove, is forgive those who hurt you. Forgiveness is like, it's like letting it go instead of holding on to it. It hurts, right? So you're mad, you want to revenge, you're bitter, you want to get even. Well, that doesn't produce anything good in you, right? So forgiveness is letting it go. Letting God say, God, you take care of it. You saw, you know, you take care of it. And that's where a lot of you are at. Step one, you need to forgive those who hurt you. That's not easy. I don't say it's easy. I've had to forgive people, and it's been hard. But once you do that, once you forgive, you move on to the past. The next thing we need to do is transformation. God wants to transform your lives. And He wants to begin while you're here. It's not when you leave here. He wants to begin now. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. When you become a Christian, you got a new life. You've got a second chance to start over. All your sins are forgiven and you become right with God. So that's the next thing we need. We need to be transformed by God. Let God do a work in our life. Because you've had a lot of trauma, or you've done a lot of things, or you've been around the wrong crowd, or you've been harboring this anxiety of bitterness that keeps you from healing. You know, have you ever seen a caterpillar, those little green worms? You know, they go and they turn into a cocoon, and then they turn into a beautiful butterfly? Well, that's the transformation we're talking about, where God can transform your lives and your heart into something beautiful. Matter of fact, He has a promise for you. He has a promise for you. You want to hear a promise from God for you about all that you've been through? Is that He can turn the bad into good. That's a promise. God doesn't lie. He can't lie. So, as that's in Romans 8:28. So, He wants to begin a transformation, and He can, like these two young ladies who've shared, can share, take their pain and turn it into something beautiful. I mean, I related to so many of the things they said that happened in my life. And I'm sure many of you did too. And it's not a joke. God is real. And God is able to heal you. But you got to come to Him. Right? You got to say yes to God. Like she said, talked about coming to the altar. You know? And the one boy who didn't believe. And she prayed for him. And he next thing she opens his eyes and he's at the altar. It's called like getting saved and going forward to receive Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You see, you've been in a rut. You've been in a rut of the way you think. You've been hurt, damaged, trauma, and all these things, right? Well, you didn't let Him transform the way you think, because the way you think is the way you act. And if you'll say, okay, God, let me read your words and say how you created me and how you want me to act. And you start letting the Word of God, sort of like a bar of soap, wash your mind and erase some of this bad stuff, bad ideas, false ideas. And it says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which was good and pleasing, perfect will. When you live according to God's will, you find the path of abundant life, or the rich and satisfying life. Another promise from God. It's pretty cool God's made you some promises. But you can't live like hell and expect heaven to come to your aid. You see, when He gives us a plan of how to live according to the way He created us, then we find the life that He's offered us, which is a rich and satisfying life. I don't want you to just go to heaven. I want you to experience life. Like they both said about how they experience and they're praising God amidst all this stuff. Just like the song we said, raising a hallelujah amidst the storm. Where you can find strength in God and hope in God through it all that you can move on. You are not to act like the world. We're to follow God's ways. And when you do that, you'll find life. And what happens a lot of times, we want to rebel, right? I want to do it my way. I don't want to do all the stuff God says. I might want to go to church or whatever. I might want to. But you said, but the rest of the stuff, I want to do it my way. And he'll back off and say, okay, do it your way. He's not going to force you. But he says, come. And if you'll do it my way, I got promises for you. You know, we need to learn what the Bible says to be able to do that. And we've got to read it. And that's one of the things. You know, he's knocking. Say, he's knocking at the door of your heart. But you got to read the Bible to find out who he is and what he's like. And you got to let him in, because he's not going to kick the door in. He's not going to force you. He's opened arms saying, come to him. And that's what both of these girls today have done. And there's Ephesians 4 talking about putting off the old you and putting on the new you. And you can read that tonight. And I will encourage you and exhort you to read all of this over again before you go to sleep tonight. And get the Word of God in you, because it can encourage you and make you stronger and gives you hope. It can give you direction. It's light. You might be living in darkness and you just don't know what's next, but God can shine light onto your problems. The other thing, though, is to get on your groove on, you got to heal from what hurt you. You got to forgive those who hurt you and start healing and get your healing here. Make this the last place you need to go. Come to Jesus for healing. Come to Jesus for transformation. But the last thing is, he also wants to produce fruit in your life. He wants to do good things through your life. John 15:7 says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it'll be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings glory to my Father. So when he says, stay connected to me, he's talking about a relationship with God. A lot of you have believed since you've been here. And a lot of you are Christians. But you're in a relationship with God. And that's real important that you cultivate that relationship. Just like, you know, this is a symbol of, I'm married, right? I can't ignore my wife, and she can't ignore me. We're in a relationship, right? Same way with God. You need to have that relationship with God. You need to talk to him like they both were talking to him, crying out to God in the midst of their pain and their suffering. So he says, remain in me, stay connected. And a lot of them were talking about, you know, I know I'm alive for a purpose. I know I'm alive for a purpose too. I overdose more times than anybody I've ever heard of. And I know I'm alive for a purpose. And so, but you are alive for a purpose. He says, if you remain in me, and you'll bring much fruit. In other words, good things will come from your life. But if you want to live la vida loca or live, do whatever it is you want to do, then you're not going to find the life that your Creator made for you. So you want to know your reason for living, your purpose for living is to know God. That's relationship. From that, everything comes. The second thing is you'll bring glory to God and bear fruit. That's what it says right there in John 15:7. And read all of John 15 to learn about that. So, you know, everything stems from your relationship with God. But see, you got to get your groove on. It's time to move out of that deep rut of pain and trauma you're in and say, God, I want to be healed. I want to move forward in my life. God is the answer. And so you've got to come by his way. And if you're a Christian, you've got to ask God to heal you. And you've got to, talk to him and forgive those who hurt you. And it takes time sometimes. I've seen one girl do it in an instant here before, years ago. She did it just upon, as soon as I mentioned it, she did it. But of course, God had her heart ready. So everybody's different. But so you got to go back and say, so I'm telling you that if you want to heal, if you want to move forward, if you want to have a life that produces fruit, you've got to heal from what hurt you, forgive those who hurt you. If Jesus has forgiven you, you need to forgive others is what he says. And you need to let God transform you, renew your mind through the Bible studies and coming here. You might, while you're here, give it a test. I think when I tested, I said to God, I'll give you 3 months. I can't remember what it was, 3 months or 6 months. I'll try church for 3 months and see what, you know. And then if you're real, show yourself. If not, then I'm done. And in that time, he revealed himself to you because God is real. And he wants to meet you where you're at. But you got to open your heart because he's knocking at your door. But you got to open the door because he's not going to force his way in. So it's time to break the cycle. It's time to get your new groove on. You've been in this rut and all these things have been the same. But you're in a place now to heal. You have an opportunity to heal. And you have an opportunity to think about what we're talking about here. To get into a new groove. To forgive those who hurt you. Let God transform your mind. And let God start producing good things out of your life. Like these young ladies here got to share with you their lives. And I'm sure many of you identified with that. So, the first thing is if you're a Christian, you need to stay connected to God. That's a relationship. The second thing is if you're not a Christian today, and if you were to die today, you wouldn't go to heaven, and you've never been forgiven, and you want that. Let me tell you how that happens. Okay? Because you got to hear it to understand it. But see, God loves you. He created you in his image. And he created you for a purpose, and he created you to know him. But there's something that separates us knowing God. And that's how we become Christians. We believe that Jesus went to the cross and paid for the penalty for our sins. Because God loves you so much, he wanted you to be with him in heaven forever, but there was something that kept us from that. It's our sin, the wrong things we've done. And so Jesus, in his love, came and he died in your place, took the penalty for your sins. He went to the grave and he rose from the dead. That's what we celebrate Easter about, right? Jesus rose from the dead. And he said, whoever believes in me. Now, belief is not enough, because believe, the demons believe and they tremble. I don't see anybody trembling today. The demons believe. So just, yeah, I believe there's a God and I'll create who he is in my own mind. That's called idolatry. Okay, we're making an idol. So you have to believe that you've sinned and that Jesus took your penalty. And the second thing you have to do is repent. Change your mind about your sin and agree with God that it's wrong. And so then what he does, he sends his Holy Spirit to help you to change. Okay? And so he helps you to change. He is with you. He comes to live inside you. He loves you so much, he comes to live inside of you. And so for all those who've never done that before, who heard these girls' testimony, heard what it takes to be saved, what we call it, or as she called it, coming to the altar, coming to say, yes, I believe. You've heard how you got to do it. You got to believe, realize you sinned, believe Jesus died for you, and repent. Change your mind about your sins and agree with God that you're wrong and he's right. His way is right. Is there anybody here today who's never done that who wants to do that today? Just raise up your hand. I'm not going to make anybody close their eyes because I want you to, many of you have already done this, but is anybody who's never done it that wants to do that? Because you need Jesus to help you to heal. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. This is the most important decision in your life. Don't follow the crowd. Follow what you're hearing as truth. There is a God. He's real and he loves you. And he wants to make the supreme difference in your life. So, anybody? No, that's all right. So the next thing is for all you who are Christians, who are already Christians here, would you say, God, I want to be healed. Would you come to him and ask him? You play a little music in the background while I'm talking. So everybody bow your head and close your eyes. And right now, I want you to just think about that. If you're a Christian, Jesus wants to heal you. If you're not a Christian, you need to come and believe in him first. But for all you who are Christians today, close your eyes because you need to really think and quit looking at the crowd. Quit looking at what others are doing. Close your eyes. This is an important thing. I told you how to heal. You're in a place to heal. And if you don't heal, you're going to carry your pain with you throughout your life. And you'll make bad decisions and bad relationships all your life. But today, if you have heard this and say, yes, I believe Jesus can heal me and I want to begin a healing process. And I want Jesus to help me to forgive those who hurt me, if that's your case. Close your eyes. Bow your head. Did you hear what I just said? Is there a God who loves you and wants to do a work in your life? Yes. He wants to heal you from your trauma, but you've got to come by his way. With your eyes closed, your head bowed, and if you're already a Christian, is there anybody today who would say, yes, God, I'm going to reach out to you and say, heal me. I want to begin a healing in my life. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody? Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else? Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to meet you where you're at. He knows your pain. He knows what happened, and they'll get theirs. All right. So I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to ask all those who came by just to walk to the front, and I'm going to anoint you with oil. It's what you do. If you don't feel comfortable with that, it's okay. I'm just going to put a little tab of oil right here because the healing, the Bible says if you want healing, come forward to the elders of the church. I'm the only pastor here, so I'm just going to put a little oil on your head. You don't have to get up and do it. You can just ask Jesus. And so, but you need to keep asking God.
Is that holy water?
No, it's oil. It's oil. And the Bible just says, if you want to be healed, come forward to the elders of the church. And I'm the only pastor here. And I just want to, it's a step of faith. And Jesus wants to heal you. And so thanks for coming forward. And I want you to stand here and pray to Jesus. Ask Jesus to heal you. This is oil.
He says the
oil to heal. The Bible says that. The Bible says that. The Bible says if you are sick, this is where your line you're at. You're sick from the pain.
Well, I didn't do that.
There's no magical formula here, but after you receive the oil, pray. Did I get you, honey?
Wait, do we need to put it on our forehead?
I can put it wherever you want. And just I want you to pray.
Here
you go. I won't put much here. I'll take it off.
Can you put it across?
A what?
Across.
All this is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And it's a symbol of you coming forward by faith and asking God. So now while you stand right here, you need to start coming to Jesus every day like this. And
what if you don't have oil?
Oh, you don't know. You don't need oil every day. That's just when you come forward. You did it this. You did it for this. That's all you need. Unless you need to do it again, you feel years later. But while you're up here, now all the rest of you think, if you went back to your seat, it's just what you do when you say, God, heal me. It's a crying out to God, like the testimonies of what they've done. They've said, they've called on God, and now you need to heal from what hurts you, or you're going to bleed on those that didn't cut you, or you're going to bleed internally, and so to speak, you're going to keep having this pain with you all your life. But if you're a Christian, you can ask God, heal me, God, heal me. But you've got to make the right steps, the right choices to heal. Okay? So let me just pray for y'all. But when y'all leave, don't keep asking God to heal you every day. Father God, I pray for these girls bold enough to come forward to ask to be healed from the trauma that hurts them, healed from what the pain in their life. And I pray they'd make the steps of forgiveness, the steps of looking to you to be transformed, and the steps of looking for you to bear fruit in their life. Father God, I just pray today that, Lord, they would see your healing and they would glorify you just like the girls who did testimonies today. In Jesus' name, amen.